cannot delete them out, they're always there. There's the Russell, the Nasdaq, and all of the futures. You can trade gold futures in Tinker Swim.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Has anybody here traded Forex yet? Only one person? Two people have traded Forex? Alright. We're expanding some of the products under there too. Alright, somebody over here got a question? Because we'll wrap up with some questions in the next like 10 minutes. Just go ahead. Absolutely. At some point, you're going to want to trade futures. You know what? One day you're going to wake up and you're going to see your portfolio and you're going to have negative 2,000 spider deltas of risk. And you say, you know what? I don't want negative 2,000 spider deltas of risk. And it's kind of a pain to go out and to start cutting off the risk by trading option. You're going to trade a lot of options. You can get 500 deltas of risk in there, right? So what you do? Buy one future, chop you down to negative 1,500 deltas, you're done. That's it. All the market maker does all day long, buys and sells a future against the OEX and SPX portfolio, and keeps the balance going. It's buying and selling futures. And so $3.50 in commission is a cheap way to get, the risk chopped off. However, unless you can stomach the idea, here's when you know you should trade futures. Can you stomach 3,000 spider deltas of risk right now? Probably not. That means you're going to make or lose $3,000 for a $1 move in the spider. That means the spider, if you move as much as $4 in a day, you could have a 10, 12,000 day loss. Can you stomach that? Then you don't belong trading futures. Because the futures are a little bit bigger, alright, than you would normally expect. So you got to be careful with that. Alright, a couple other general trading questions. Go for it. Back here. The iron condor, it gives you roughly what the probability of success is in the trade. Now, again, I'll email you guys a file on this. Just, those of you that the group people, you have everybody's email address. So if you guys email me, I'll email you the file and get to everybody. I'll tell you what, if you guys want, I'll email you a file that's on iron condors, vertical spreads, I'll email you a file on pounder spreads, I'll email you a file on leak and risk management.
Tom, just send it to me. I've got everyone's list.
Oh, great. Yes,
yeah, just send it to me, yeah.
Okay, hold on a minute. You have to send me an email to remind me. I think the attention is going to apply. E-mini futures, what do you want? I don't have a file on E-mini futures because I wouldn't write one of those because it'll be the death of somebody one of these days. So we do talk about the future in some of the classes that we do. Once in a while, I mean, has anybody here been in the Chicago class that we've done? Once in a while we do a Chicago advanced class. You can't get into them. By the way, they're moving to a lottery system for these. And we can't do more. We take 15 different guys out of our office for 2 days. Okay? That's not a good thing. But one of the worst ones, we actually almost cut the classes completely. And the reason is, one of the classes fell February 28th, the day after that big down day. And on February 27th, when I had to do the tour of the trading floor, and it was brutal because I couldn't get anybody to leave our office. Our guys are in the office on a big down day. The market closes at 3 o'clock. They're still cleaning up blood, pretty much at like 5 o'clock from some customers out there. There's all kinds of trades that go through and end up in the error account. So I couldn't even get anybody. So we sort of had to cut everything out. What we decided to do is the biggest problem with our advanced class that we taught in Chicago is you can't take more than 100 people on the floor at any given time. So we stopped going to trading floor. What we're going to do now is put 2 full days in the classroom. Now we can fit more people into it. So you kind of miss out on the trading floor. However, I always tell people, the trading floor is not a special machine anymore. I mean, it really is. It died a little bit. But it's all right. It's kind of special. The Chicago Board Option Exchange is like a bowling alley down there. the OEX is kind of cool, but It's dirty, nasty risers. I've been going down there since I have three. It used to be really fun when you were like three and the paper was like, you know, up to your waist. I'm not much taller now, but there's no paper down there. And every time we go to the floor, somebody flips, cracks their head on a water bottle, you know, that's not very much fun. Anyway, to be able to hold more classes more often, you actually bump it 2 full days in the classroom itself, and I think it'll be pretty good. And it is a matter of time. We may move the advanced class to different portions of the country and not just do it in Chicago.
Yeah,
however, the only downside of that is, and we can't have all the different guest speakers there.
Right.
You can only have guys that want to go to places like, you know, where I live, like Scott, San Diego. Nobody wants to go there. No, we hate Vegas now, too. He built on losers. Why not?
All
right. Wait a second. We're almost close to L.A., so we're not far off, right? And I've been out here for a while. So it was all about it. Again, I thought it was, I was telling people up here earlier, yeah, I thought it was kind of funny to, a lot of emails over the last couple of days, are you guys going to cancel the class because of the fire? I'm like, no, you don't understand. I lived out in Palos Verdes, with a high school in Palos Verdes. Fires, floods, riots, earthquakes, whatever. It's like, you know, normal day life out here. So, okay? Oh, Palos Verdes, right? I don't think so. That's where the police were.
No,
right. So, you got to see the entire city burn, though. That was fun. All right? Anyway, it was a nice year. Anyway, I'll go back to the platform a little bit. So, cover, I'll wrap up a couple last things. Somebody else back there had a question. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
The big spiking, the fourth?
Yeah.
The teacher spiking and the big. How much time passes between the teacher spiking and the big spike?
Well, I'll tell you what. The futures are the fastest dissemination. I'm going to spend 5 minutes talking about this. Everybody's always looking at these right here. ES7DG, you don't have to write down the symbol. Remember, the symbol's already in the platform, okay? You should always watch the future. The future is the fast dissemination of what's going on in the marketplace right now. Okay? It's because they're running the Globex system and every big market maker in the world has to use futures in order to mitigate risk. Every server in the world is tied to the futures. So let me explain why. And this is actually kind of a good topic we're doing in a lot of classes too. Futures right now are up 17. And you're watching them. They're up 17, up 17, up 17. All of a sudden, boom. Now they're only up 5 in a day. What happened? Somebody started selling. Okay? Somebody somewhere started selling the future and they stole them too. Now we know that, correct?
Yes.
Next thing, what else has to happen? Forget about the banks right now. Last time I looked, even the S&P 500 future, what else has to move?
S&P
500. FTX has to move. Now you'll notice the FTX does not always move in 100% tandem with what the futures are doing. This is the reason why.
Right.
FTX is open 6.5 hours a day. Futures are open 23 hours and 45 minutes. Therefore, there's always a gap differential between the futures and the FTX. That gap is called a fair value. In the beginning of the day, on CNBC, before the market opens, it'll say FT plus or minus 2. Now you know what that is. It does not matter. It means fair value. Fair value is the differential between where the futures and the FTX are. And the fair value here is what? 2.5, 3 points, right? And it'll flood. So there's no inefficiency here whatsoever. Now, if the futures all of a sudden now are up 5, the FTX is now up 5, what else has to move? Well, the spiders. The spiders are directly tied to the futures. Okay? How are they directly tied? Well, a server is watching the future move, and if the future moves, what does the server do? Buy, as fast as it can go. Okay? Now, if the S&P 500 moves, what else has to move?
Oh, yeah.
Every single component of stock in the entire S&P 500 has to move. Because what happens if the spiders sold off and the component stock didn't sell off?
It doesn't work.
Because the arbitrage is then needed. There'd be an inefficiency. If one moving down, the other one actually staying flat, then that thing can start to get out of whack. That doesn't happen at all. What basically happens now is the servers all over the world are tied to futures. What they literally do is fire buy and sell orders in real time into the component stocks, the entire S&P 500, in accordance with what the futures are doing. Now, you're going to see once in a while the futures sell off big, and you'll think that some of the stocks are lagging. They're not lagging. It's just an effect that by the time the quotes get disseminated out to you, there's a few split seconds that do go by there. But these servers are firing at 1/100th of a second. Okay, it's about 2/100ths of a second before it actually fills the order. That's how fast the clock is. smoking fast stuff that moves through the system. Now, the entire market then goes down. The reason I mention it to you, you're seeing it homeless, your head buried in the chart on Apple. And you're watching Apple up $1.92. The next thing you know, Apple ain't up $1.92 anymore. Now it's only up 8 cents of the day. And you're like, oh my God, they're selling Apple.
This is taking on my stock.
There you go. And they're not selling Apple, they're selling the entire market. And why is Apple going down? Because servers are tied to the S&P 500, the Apple in the S&P 500, and it's now getting sell-order interest. Make sense? That's why stocks move. Now, the real question you need to ask yourself is this. Who started that?
Yeah.
Why did we go from up 17 to only up 5 in a day? That's an excellent question. You want to know the real answer?
Yeah.
I've got a buddy. Okay? He actually sits in a loft apartment in Soho in New York. He has $8 billion under management. There are three of them that sit in the apartment. They're all in their mid-30s. They play more video games and they do trade during the day. Okay? The most important thing to them is the PlayStation 3. The next thing is like their Thinkorswim software. They're managing $8 billion and they're all arbitrage experts. They do nothing directionally whatsoever. One of their favorite trades is they trade European markets against U.S. markets. They may go out and buy and sell huge amounts of European options, $0, whatever it is, and they'll buy and sell S&P 500 futures against that. Make sense? The trade itself, who knows? I have no idea how that I'm going to do it. Let's imagine they did a trade where they bought huge amounts of futures over in Europe and then sold huge amounts of futures here in the United States. And these guys are big enough, they will move the futures for sure. And they laugh about it hysterically. All of a sudden, they start selling those futures. The futures go from 17, now they're up 13. As soon as they hit up 13 on the day, that triggers some other trader around the world and they're like, oh crap! Boom! He starts selling them. Next thing you know, they're up 5. And it happens really, really fast. And it starts kicking in that other program trading. Then all of a sudden, Merrill's computers jump on it and start firing sell orders, and then the spiral starts downward. The exact same thing can happen to the upside. The reality of why the market moved, some idiot in a loft apartment in Soho decided. Okay? And it had nothing to do with the directional field of the market. And I've literally sat with these guys for a day, and laughed hysterically. Okay? Because they're sitting there selling or buying futures. The futures are moving around 3 or 4 points during the day. And they're like, Bob Pisan is in the floor of the New York Stock Exchange talking about why the market's down and oil is rallying. And they're like, no, it's because of me. You know? So, I just want to reality of the market. To be honest with you, and it's not the guys in the loft apartment in Soho, it's some guy sitting over in Greenwich, Connecticut. Okay? Because, you know, you guys know what goes on in Greenwich, Connecticut. Biggest hedge fund managers in the entire world. And if it's not there, it's right here in Orange County. Or a guy down the street has almost $12 billion or something like that. There's huge entities out there. And they're not intending to move the market. It's just part of their trades and part of their hedges out there. Okay? The reality is... not really. They're not trying to manipulate the markets at all. All they're trying to do is get their hedges on. I tell you what, huge trade comes into the FTX thing. Somebody wants to buy 2,000 at-the-money puts. If you just bought 2,000 at-the-money puts, I am market maker. I just sold you 2,000 at-the-money puts. I am now making short 2,000 at-the-money puts. What do I need to do? Sell futures. Because if I'm short puts, that means I'm bullish. If I sell futures, that'll make me bearish. I need to sell X number of futures, the equivalent to the amount of puts that I'm short, and it'll lock it up and it'll actually protect me. Does that make sense? So the first instinct of every market maker is sell puts, sell futures, sell puts, sell futures. It's not my fault. I didn't manipulate the market. Some guy came in and wanted to buy a ton of puts. I sold it to him. Then all of a sudden I had to hit the futures and I hit them hard. So all of a sudden I sell 1,000 contracts or whatever of futures against my 2,000 lot in the FTX. And the futures go down $4 or $5. And then that triggers somebody else to turn around and start selling or buy whatever, you know, way it goes that particular day. And that's the reality of the entire business. So what do you learn? Nobody knows anything. Nobody even knows why the market moves half the time. Sure, sometimes it's economic, you know. They do trade on news from time to time. There's event-seeking hedge funds out there. There's all kinds of cool stuff. But in the end, most people don't and can't even grasp how big the market really is. There isn't like this one trader that's going to like, you know, move the entire market. It can move the futures around a little bit, but it's not going to, you know, swing the market up, swing the market down dramatically for longer periods of time. So, other questions we can answer to you guys?
Yeah. So when the futures are moving, they're moving the SPX and they're moving all the other...
Everything has to move in tandem. If we don't move in tandem, there's inefficiencies in the market. And for all intents and purposes, the inefficiencies are all but gone on the retail level aspect. So let me throw up a slide of email address and everything on here. And by the way, for those of you, if you have accounts, you don't have accounts, if you ever have immediate assistance needs, please call our office. Sometimes, I'm on the road usually maybe 8, at most 10 days a month. I'm on the road, sometimes it takes me 4 or 5 days to get back to you. Also, everybody here, you guys are all invited if you want to go to the Traders Expo, like a 4-day trade show. A lot of guys can pick a room, we'll be there. And Tom Kalsanoff will be doing a talk. It's all free. It's in Vegas. Okay, it's a real great reason to go to Vegas. It's the week before Thanksgiving. Here, I'll show you a link. What is this great about? What is it about? Well, it's a bunch of brokers and crap trying to sell you stuff. Okay. Well, you guys really want to know what it's about, right? So I'm serious. Everybody's trying to sell you software and stuff like that. But it's kind of interesting because there's a lot of big speakers that come out. John Person will be there with Tom. I mean, he'll be like, they always get like a Steve Forbes or somebody there. He has nothing intelligent anymore to say. But there's always teachers. Anyway, we're also going to do a class the day before that, too. We're going to do a learning trade there. You better know where I'm at on the road if you go to this thing. It's a live trading class. It's also the only class that we really charge for. And by the way, I don't push it at all. I don't care where you go or not. Everyone is filled up. All of our classes fill up. And that's myself and Steve Rashes. We'll teach that. It's a live trading class. It's not sit there and like learn and trade with us. We give you trading tickets and trade if you want to trade. Okay? But we don't push the trading at all. You come and you can sit there for a day or two. That's an interesting class. But people want to come out to Vegas. If you don't want to do that, just go to a bunch of free classes. And I'll tell you one thing about all free classes we offer. They're never the same. You can go to the same class 10 times in a row. We'll change it every single time. It's amusing that way. You'll hear the exact same topic you heard today. I mean, people that went to the class yesterday, anybody went to class yesterday? You did the same topic. You just changed it a little bit more today, okay? So, you know, same general topic, same logic, but we switch things up, kind of throw stuff at you. There's also, some of the more basic classes are coming up here. San Diego, Burbank, and then, this is a really cool class, the one I'll do here in Orange County, and that's literally right down the street here. Well, that's one on Bristol, okay? Yeah, which is right, pretty much right down the street. I will do that class along with Steve Quirk. He's kind of rare to see guys out here, so the reason two of us are coming there, I think there's already 100 and something people signed up for. So, you know, feel free. You guys can take a look on here, check out some of the classes. Other than that, do you guys have anything else you want to say? The group? I'll email out the group leaders here.
Brian.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to say?
Just that we still have the forms outside. If you want to sign up for a particular group, the forms are right outside here on the table. Just find one for the particular group, put your name and an email on it.
So thank you guys very much for joining us.